This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, September 24th. Wyville City Manager Darren Curry announced his retirement Tuesday. Curry has served as manager for the city since 2014. He previously worked at Lake Waccamaw as town manager there. Curry said the personal health issues and the stress of the job led to his decision. December 31st will be his last day. Look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Detectives have arrested a Clayton man for the theft of 20 firearms from an old Cribtown Road home. Larry Christopher Norris is being held under $6 million secured bond. He faces multiple counts of possession of a firearm by a felon and larceny of a firearm. We have much more on this on our website. One man is dead and another is in critical condition after a gunfight between stepfather and stepson Monday. Chaparral Police Chief Kenny Elliott said the two men were arguing when the dispute escalated into gunfire. The stepfather, Nathan McKinnis, was killed and the stepson is in critical condition in New Hanover, Novant. The stepson's name has not been released. Tanya Gerald King was arrested Monday on multiple charges of obtaining property by false pretenses. King, age 49, allegedly took thousands of dollars from the Sierra Gorda Volunteer Fire Department between 2015 and 2025. She cashed checks from ranging from $2,000 to $5,000 for her personal use. Irena's law has passed both the State House and Senate this week with veto-proof majorities and virtually no support from Democrats. The law is named for Irena Zarutska, who was murdered on a Charlotte commuter train by a 14-time convicted felon who was out on secured bond at the time. The law will prohibit cashless bail for violent offenders, strengthen rules for mental health evaluations, and restart North Carolina's death penalty. Governor Josh Stein is expected to veto the bill, even though an override is likely. Stein is a vocal proponent of cashless bail, and he opposes the death penalty. Columbus Regional will host its annual tailgate for prostate Friday from 12 until 3 at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Wyville. You can enjoy free tailgate food. You can enter a raffle for Carolina Panthers tickets. There will also be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park is Saturday. Admission is free. It's a whole day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. Call 770-2168 for more. Also on Saturday, Columbus Regional and the Columbus Partnership for Children will join forces with the George Henry White Center for their Fall Health Festival. There'll be bike raffles, Kona ice, food trucks, free health screenings, clinical breast exams, CPR training, and more. It goes on from 10 until 1 at the center. The center is located at 731 Farmers Union Road. Bishop Springs Community Church is going to sponsor a tent revival Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. There's no charge. Bishop Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road, Wyville. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. There'll be live music, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and much more. Admission is $5 for adults and children. 9 and under get in free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.